6. Medical Science. Listen to a lecture in a medical science class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Today I want to talk about infectious diseases. Just to be clear, an infectious disease is a disease that is caused by any number of pathogens. I'm talking about biological agents. You know, things like viruses, bacteria, and parasites. One question I've heard a lot over the years I've been teaching this class is, how did treatable diseases such as smallpox or even the flu kill so many people in the past? Well, let's answer that. First, let's remember that we've come a long way in understanding how diseases are transmitted. Now we know that some diseases can be transmitted through the air we breathe or the water we drink. We now know that our environment can affect our health. It's obvious to us. That knowledge has helped us up our standards as far as hygiene is concerned. So, for example, it's widely accepted that the Black Death that wiped out about two-thirds of Europe was pretty much eradicated when people started being more careful about cleanliness. Remember, the Black Death is thought to have been a bubonic plague, which was spread by rats and the fleas that they carried. When people learned about this, they were able to make changes in their environment to avoid contracting the disease. Another important factor in the mortality rates of infectious diseases is the lack of immunity within certain groups of people. First of all, do you all get what I mean when I say mortality rates? Okay, all that means is the number of people that die from disease. Anyway, the lack of immunity can occur for many reasons. Take the American Indians, for example, who simply had never been exposed to diseases like smallpox, which was, of course, very common in Europe at the time of the first settlers.
1. What is the lecture mainly about? 2. What aspect of infectious diseases does the professor mainly discuss?